Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast and have a very special guest on the show today. I have Tiffany Cornish of TC Creatives. Tiffany, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. Super excited to have you on. And what I wanted to do was just read a little bit more about Tiffany so you can hear about all the awesome things that she's doing. And Tiffany Cornish is a brand expert with over 10 years of marketing and business development experience. She worked as an industrial engineer for Estee Lauder, helping to streamline production processes to increase revenue and accuracy of output projections. She also spent 8 years in the fashion industry as a model and creative director. In 2014, she started TC Creatives Branding and Design Studio, which focused on developing brands for small corporations and individuals. Tiffany, are you ready to speak to the IMCL community?
I am.
Awesome. Let's do it. So to kick everything off, I wanted to hear a little bit more about what I call your CEO story and what led you to get started with your business.
So, like I said, I started as a model, and after doing a number of photo shoots, I don't know if it was promoted or demoted to creative director. I started doing more of the media production side for my clients. So I started producing their videos, and I started producing their campaigns for magazines and the like, retouching for their billboards. And while doing that, I started noticing some holes in their branding, and I would just begin to offer suggestions, which led to me starting to do this work for the clients. So now I was working with these businesses instead of being on the front end, in front of the camera, or on the back end to help them to drive their revenue. And as it continued to grow, we got out of the fashion industry and started to work with all types of industries, all the way from Hollywood directors to beauty to financial services. So it grew from seeing a need in the clients that I was working with, and then having that background, that biomedical engineering background, that industrial engineering background, that has that business processes background, and then being both myself a business and a business owner, I just felt that I was able to accomplish these things for these businesses.
Nice. I definitely appreciate that, especially having, you know, so much expertise to be able to kind of lean on, because I think a lot of times, you know, sometimes you'll have people that are really, really creative and they have the ability to do that, but they're kind of lacking in kind of like the business processing and looking at the processes. But then you have somebody that's process driven and then it doesn't look quite as good. I'll be nice to say that, but it's great to be able to have that mix of everything that you're able to kind of provide to the clients, it sounds.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And it works well. So I get to be able to do the hard part, which is those businesses processes, but then also make it look like a billboard, because coming from the fashion industry, everything has to look like it's on like Fashion Week to me in my mind.
There you go. And that's definitely a great bar to kind of make sure that, you know, everything is coming out to and reaching and achieving. So I wanted to hear a little bit more about TC Creatives. Can you take us through exactly what you're doing for your clients you're working with?
Absolutely. TC Creatives is a full service branding and design studio. And by full service, we mean we do everything to take it from the ideation phase to profit and beyond. So we do everything from the brand strategy, which is like the mission statement, the values, the target audience, the competitor strategy, the go-to-market strategies. We also do the naming of both the business, if it's not already had a name, but also the products. If you're doing product extensions, we help with naming those. We do the logo design, color palettes, typefaces, the entire brand identity, web development, media production, so the commercials, campaigns, photography, as well as we do brand management, which is that reputation management, monitoring the mentions. We do the social media and email management and a customer relationship. So it is full service. And then we do the consulting phase to help determine, you know, new product offerings, how to readjust the revenue models, to understanding those ABC analysis, which is so important for our retail and e-commerce businesses. So it's everything from the, oh, I have an idea phase to, hey, my company just made $3 million this year. We support businesses all the way through.
Nice. I definitely appreciate that because I think a lot of times, you know, when you are in that, oh, I have an idea phase, you have no idea exactly where to go after that. and it sounds like the and correct me if I'm wrong, does the brand kind of come from that that idea phase and you start to figure out what that is and then it manifests itself in the logo and all those other pieces?
Absolutely. So from that idea phase, we go in and we think about, you know, one, what do we want it to be? You know, the understanding the company's mission and purpose is first step before even deciding who the target audience is, because you want to make sure that the customers you're targeting are also going to have that similar mission and purpose for themselves. So you build that relationship and trust through them and build that community. And then from there, the logos are then to, you know, attract those certain types of target audience. Same thing, colors and typefaces are going to work with that very particular niche market that you've defined based on defining the business itself first in terms of what it's standing for and what it's going to represent.
Nice. Yeah, I definitely appreciate that. And I think that's how you have that consistent brand. Definitely correct me if I'm wrong, but I think sometimes people have that idea. First thing they do is they come up with a name, they get the domain, then they come up and maybe have somebody do their logo and they haven't even thought about what they want their company to stand for, or what their mission and vision personally is. So sometimes a lot of that stuff gets kind of convoluted, I guess, for lack of a better term, when you haven't done that work kind of systematically.
Yeah, when you don't have a clear foundation, it's easy to just, you know, follow the shiny object, right? You say, hey, this person wants to buy this, I could do this. Oh, this person wants this, but it's similar and it's not really what I offer, so I'm going to do it this way. And then you wind up diluting your brand and really just becoming a overall business that offers anything, and that's really not good, especially with things being so accessible now with internet and social media. You want to make sure that everything is clear and defined, and then you build that community. That's why businesses like Apple and Starbucks do so well, because it's a community and it caters to that community. And then people who are not in that community go to other places. So you want to have that. You want people to feel welcome with your brand and feel happy to be involved with your brand and others that are involved with it as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I appreciate you for sharing that with us. So I wanted to ask you might have already touched on this, for what I call your secret sauce, and it could be for you personally or it could be for TC Creatives. Well, what do you feel kind of sets you apart and makes you unique?
For me and TC Creatives, the fact that we've worked, personally, I've worked with businesses from Estee Lauder to Wells Fargo, Honda, Acura, City of Hope. So I've worked with Fortune 500s as a designer, as a model, as a consultant. So I've been able to understand, and an engineer, so I've been able to understand a lot of different things that you don't get on the front end when you're kind of speculative or even going to business school. You get to see things in motion. So being able to have backgrounds in multiple industries, and then, like I said, being able to be both a business and run a business, those are two totally different things. Being a business entity in yourself versus controlling a staff and budgeting and human resources are two totally different things. So being able to have that full understanding, I think, really gives value to the customers that or the clients that we work with, because we are able to not just touch on, you know, what it looks like aesthetically and, you know, making that trust connection. We can also say, well, you know, your revenue model or your buying patterns are a little off and this is preventing your growth. And I think they appreciate that a lot more because we're able to offer more complete solutions.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know a lot of people that are listening to this as well are very, you know, aspirational. They may not have the Starbucks or the Apples right now, but, you know, as you mentioned, it kind of seems like that's something you can kind of grow into. So it's great to kind of lean on somebody that has that expertise and that experience to know that you're able to, you know, build your business or follow at the very least follow the same principles that they're following.
Yeah, well, you want to define your own principles, and that's why companies like Nike do so well, because even though their principles may not be popular opinion, they stand by them firmly. And once you define what yours are as a business owner, you should stand by them firmly, and then those people that agree with you, that community will follow you and believe in you because they know that it's genuine and you really do care. You're not just being opportunistic.
Absolutely. That makes perfect sense. So I wanted to switch gears a little bit, and I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO hack. And this might be an app, a book, or a habit that you have, but what's something that makes you more effective and efficient?
I have two. Okay. For business, a book would be Never Split the Difference by Chris Voss. He's an ex-FBI hostage negotiator, and he teaches how to negotiate really with limited compromise and making sure when you are negotiating with customers or clients that you're coming from a sense of value more so than, you know, making compromises. Now, personally, as a business owner, I think self-care is very, very big, and it's a really huge deal that some of us take for granted. But as a business owner, especially small business, if you're sick, the business does not go on. So you have to make sure that you spend time taking care of yourself. And I do have a very, I like to think that it's not rigorous, but it is kind of extreme, where I get up at 5 a.m. and I, you know, meditate and I read and I go to the gym and I do a number of things before the business opens at 9 a.m. just to make sure that time is there for me before I get consumed with, you know, making sure other people's businesses are running well.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And I feel like I've heard the book Never Split the Difference, but I don't think I read it yet, but I would definitely check that out. And I always say, you know, when you get on the plane, they always talk about putting your oxygen mask on. And that was like my whole mantra for this year, is making sure you put on your oxygen mask on. And that might be self-care, that might be meditating or taking a nap or whatever you have to do to make sure you're your best self, because we, as you know, business owners give so much that you want to make sure that you are taking care of yourself as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. And if you're a solopreneur, you cannot run your business if you're, you know, have the flu. So make sure that you're doing the necessary steps to make sure that everything can go on as needed, but also that you are healthy and happy, because that's the most important part of running a business.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So now I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO nugget. And this is a word of wisdom or piece of advice. So if you can hop into a time machine, what would you tell your younger business self?
Don't give up. Business is hard. I say this all of the time. People see, you know, the Zuckerbergs and Steve Jobs, and they're like, oh my gosh, they were billionaires at 20. And it's hard. It's so hard. And they don't see, you know, them crying in a corner by themselves and having a good month and not making money for 6 months. And, you know, pawning off their family heirlooms to make sure the doors stay open. And a lot of business owners, you will have that up and down, but you have to make sure that you stick with it, believe in yourself, and make sure that what you're doing fulfills you, because if it's not a business worth having. And if it does fulfill you, you won't have a problem with continuing it.
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely agree with that. And I think I think it's Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell kind of talked about, Bill Gates actually was one of the people, talked about how, you know, you don't realize how much time and effort they put into being who they are. And I think a lot of times, like you said, you know, you see them on the cover of Forbes or, you know, on the news channel, and you're like, okay, well, that's success, but you don't see all those behind the scenes things, the like you said, the pawning, the jewelry and things like that it took to get there, and a lot of the sacrifices and things that they make. And sometimes you'll see somebody's finish line rather than them running throughout the race, and you think that's exactly what success is, and that's all it is.
Exactly.
Nice. And so I wanted to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO. And we're hoping to have different quote-unquote CEOs on the show. So Tiffany, what does being a CEO mean to you?
I think being a CEO means to me leading through example, being exemplary in your values and the goals of the company, making sure that you are fulfilling the needs of your clients, but with a smile and surpassing those. I don't like to say, you know, over deliver and under promise, because I feel like you should promise still, but even exceed your own expectations and do it from the heart and not just from, you know, the baseline or the dollar sign.
Nice. I love that, because I think if you come from that mindset or that mentality, then it's hard to lose, just because you are coming, you know, from that part of your heart, so to speak. And then I think when you start thinking about the bottom line, you know, you kind of can get distracted about certain things. You can cut costs and things like that. But if you're thinking about genuinely, you know, providing the best service and product, then you can't really lose.
Yeah, and you're happy doing it, right? So when you do things that you're happy doing, you usually do them better than when you're doing something begrudgingly. So I think it's always great to do it from your heart, give from the heart.
Absolutely. And Tiffany, I truly appreciate you and I appreciate your time. What I wanted to do was pass you the mic, so to speak, just to see if there's anything additional you can let our readers and listeners know. And then, of course, how best they can get a hold of you and find out about all the awesome things you guys are working on.
Absolutely. Thank you. So in terms of a business sense, we work with businesses that are small and medium-sized business. So even if you're just starting out with not much of a budget, we do even do things as small as consultations just to help you understand the necessary things that you need to have a complete brand. As a full-service agency, we've worked with companies and guiding businesses into things like Teen Vogue, Hype Hair, Crunchbase, TechCrunch, and things of that nature. To be showcased. So we do like to work with people who are in an idea phase. And if you are in an idea phase, one, just be confident in yourselves and also look for people who can support you that have more background and generally try to deal with businesses that have a higher level of work, companies that are used to managing businesses that can make $2 million or $5 million a year, because you don't want to outgrow your mentors. Mm-hmm. And then for us, we can be reached at info@tc-creatives.com. And our website is similar, tc-creatives.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Tiffany, again. And we will have that information and those links in the show notes as well. But I appreciate you for your time and all the awesome things you're doing. And I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.